This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Season 6 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please, enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Camera, written by Anonymous. There was a boy named Matthew who was 14 years old. It was his father's birthday and he wanted to buy him something nice. Unfortunately, he didn't have very much money, so he decided to go to a flea market. Browsing through the stalls and car boot sales, he spotted a camera. He remembered that his father had always wanted one, so he picked it up and took a look at it. The camera was a bit old, and there were scratches and scuff marks on the outside, but when he looked through the viewfinder, everything was clear. Even though it was secondhand, it seemed in good condition. To see if it worked, he took a picture of a large mirror that was propped up against a nearby table. He asked the seller how much he wanted for it. The price was cheaper than he had expected, so he immediately handed over the cash and bought it. As he was leaving, the seller mentioned that the camera had once belonged to 4 college students who had mysteriously disappeared. When he heard this, Matthew was a little unnerved. All of a sudden, he heard the sound of breaking glass. When he spun around, he saw that the mirror he had taken a picture of had just fallen over and shattered into tiny pieces. That evening, Matthew, his mother, and his little brother waited anxiously for his father to come home from work. As soon as he opened the front door, they shouted, "Welcome home!" and started giving him their gifts. The camera was exactly what his father had wanted. He went out to the garden to test out the camera and took a photo of a tree and the family dog. A few hours later, the tree withered and died. The family dog ran out and got hit by a car and was killed. Saddened by these events, Matthew sat alone in the garden and examined the camera. He discovered that there were other photos saved in the memory. He found pictures that the 4 students had taken of themselves before their disappearance. That was when it finally dawned on him. The camera was cursed. He had to tell his parents. He dropped the camera on the grass and ran inside the house. "Dad! Dad! The camera is cursed!" he cried. "Whatever it takes a picture of, it gets destroyed or dies." They raced out to the garden again, and Matthew was horrified to see his brother playing with the camera. Quickly, he ran over and snatched it out of the little boy's hands. "Did you take any pictures?" Matthew demanded.
"Yes. Why?" his brother replied.
Matthew's heart sank. "What did you take a picture of?" he asked.
"I took a picture of the sun," said his brother.
Just then, it started to grow. Very, very dark.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.